We begin the current daven Masechtas Eivin, daf Lamed Ches. We begin 2 lines up from the top of the Yamed, where we continue with the next Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah continues with the theme of this parak, discussing Erev Tchumen, but where exactly are you allowed to put the Erev, and exactly for what type of days? For example, our Mishnah is going to be discussing when there are 2 different days of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you want to have an Erev in a different place on each day of the Yom Tov or the Shabbos. One important yesod we're going to be speaking about in today's daf is regarding that there are 2 types of erevin that one makes. One can make with his feet by just being there by Ben Hashmashas, which is a time when the erev is chal, when the kinyan, when the acquisition happens, so that he could be there with his feet. And another way is with his meal. That's, so to speak, his representative, to say that is where my house is. That's my residential area because, look, my meal is there. That's where people make their house. And those are the 2 different ways. That's going to become a very important concept in today's daf. So we begin the current daf. Says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yom Tov HaSamach LeShabbos. When Yom Tov is near Shabbos, Beim Milfaneo, Beim Lachareo, whether Yom Tov is Friday or Yom Tov is Sunday, but it's 2 days together. You have Shabbos and you have a Yom Tov either before or after. Me'arav Odom Shnei Reuven. So Rabbi Eliezer says that a person can make 2 different Erevin. That is, if let's say on the first day, whether it be Shabbos or Yom Tov, that he has to go to one place. And the second day he wants to go somewhere else. He can make an Erev to the east and one to the west, on the first day, before the first day of whichever one it is, if it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, he can make 2 Erevin, one to be Chal on the first day, one to be Chal on the other day, and he could have 2 different residential areas for the 2 different days, as the Mishnah explains by him, and he says as follows. Eruvi Berishon LeMizrach. Let the Erev of the first day be to the east, that I wanted to acquire for me on the east for that day, meaning from tonight, today, before, let's say Yom Tov is the first day, is Friday, and Shabbos is the second day. So on before Shkia on Thursday night, he goes and he says, let this acquire for me now for the first day that I can go to the east, that that's where my residential area should be, 2,000 more amas on the east. Ubishen Lamarv. And however, regarding the second day, let it be to the west. That let it acquire for me during the Bein Hashmashas of tomorrow, that is on, let's say, Friday night, that Bein Hashmashas, which is the what is making the kinyan of the Shabbos day residence, for the second day, let it be then. And that is because Rabbi Eliezer holds that Shabbos and Yom Tov are not like one long day, one long Kedusha. Rather, he holds that they're Shtei Kedushas. They're 2 different sanctifications, and each day has its own Shvis, its own residential halacha for that day. And therefore, each day, you can define and decide which side you want it to be. And therefore, the first Ben Hashmashas is what's acquiring for him for that day, but not for the second day. And that's why, again, he can decide each day to have a different Shvisa, although you can't do a malacha for 2 days straight, but each day has its own halachas. And you can do the same thing in reverse. Berishon LeMaariv, Ubishein LeMizrach. You can say, okay, the first day I want to be able to go another 2,000 amas to the west. So you say the first day is going to be to the west. That Erev is going to be for Friday, which is Yom Tov. And the second day, Shabbos, I want to go 2,000 amas to the east. So more. So therefore, he makes that the second Erev should work on the second day. Or even half. Let's say you only want to make Erev for 1 of the 2 days. But the other day you want to stay and have the tchum of your city. You could do the same thing. Eruvi Berishin, I want my Erev to work on the first day. Ubishin Kamnairi. But on the second day, I just want to be like a regular person from my city. In other words, if he doesn't want to go only 1 of the 2 days to go and a different distance that it is from the other day, but the second day he wants to stay in his city and not to lose out. Either way, in other words, whenever you make an Erev, you get to go another 2,000 amas in that direction, because halachically we view as if that's your residence. So it's within 2,000 amas of where you are right now. But you're on the other end. You're not in the center anymore. You're on the peripheral area of where your new residence is. So from that area, that's the center. You can go 2,000 amas in either direction. And you're on the extreme of that, and then you can go to another 2,000 amas in the other direction. However, this person doesn't want to lose out his other 2,000 amas in his directions. He wants to actually stay here because he wants to be able to go in his vicinity. So therefore, what the person could do is he can make 1 Erev for the one that he wants to go to on the first day. And he says that this Erev should be kind of for me now, Erev, the first day for tomorrow. But on the second day, I don't want that Erev to happen. Or let's say even if he wants to go on the second day, but not on the first day. Let's say the first day he wants to stay in the area of where he is. Only the second day he wants an Erev. On that, the Mishnah says, Eruv b'sheni, let my Erev be for the second day. In other words, let it be kind of by the Bein Hashmashas of tomorrow. Let's say a Friday night, which is going to be Matzah Yom Tov going into Shabbos. Then I want it to be Chal for me for the second day, which is Shabbos. Berishon Kamnairi, but for the first day of Yom Tov, a Friday, I want to stay like the people of my city, and I want to have the Tchum that I have right now. I don't want it to be changed. It's very good. Rabbi Leah says you could do that again because he holds that they're two different kedushas. You can make two different shvises. They're unrelated. You can make two different erevin, or you can make one or two, whatever it is, but they're two different days. However, v'chomayim, the chomayim say, they argue. They say, no. Either you make an erev for one side, for in other words, for both days. In other words, if you're making an erev, that's where you have to be for both Friday and Shabbos. Or you don't make an erev at all. Even for one side, to be one of the 2 days, you would have to stay like the people of your city. Again, you're either making an erev or you don't. And if you're making it for both days, and if not, you can't have any erev at all. Similarly, either you make an erev for 2 days, which the Gemara is going to ask, that is exactly what we just said regarding Ruach Achas. One side, it's always, you can only have every day one side. But when we're saying you can only have one side, obviously means that that is what has to stay for both days. So therefore, the Gemara is going to ask on that redundancy, what we're saying, that the Chacham say again, either you make it for 2 days, or Einim Arav Kol Iko, or you don't make an erev at all. Again, the reason is because they hold it's Chad Kedusha, that it's really one Kedusha, and therefore, you can't split up the days of Yom Tov and Shabbos. On that, the Chacham explain that this that you need to have for both days, so Ketzad Yaseh, how do you do this? How do you make sure that the Erev will be working for both Friday and Shabbos? So Melichi, so the Shliach, he brings your food, Berishon, on the first day, that is before Erev Yom Tov, before Shabbos. So let's say Friday is Yom Tov and Shabbos comes right after that. So Thursday, right before Shkia, you send your Shliach with the meals, the two Sudas meals worth of the Erev. And he stays there at nighttime, again, till the Kinyan, the Erev happens, which is till the time of Tzeisik HaChavim. He stays the Torah throughout Bein HaShemashes. And then, B'noit Le'yabalei, then he goes and he takes the meal's worth and he brings it back to the home of the owner that was making the Erev. And the reason is because maybe the Erev is going to get lost and then he won't have any more food to make an Erev on the second day. As we learned, that it says, Nechalei Ruvei Berishon, if the Erev gets eaten after the first day, so then it's too late. It won't work also for the second day. So that's why he brings it back. And then he goes back, B'sheini Mach Shechalav, again, then regarding the second day, then he goes back again and he waits there. And then he can go ahead and eat it over there. That's because, again, he made one before Thursday night, right before it got dark, which is for Friday, which is the first day, which is Yom Tov. And then on Friday, before Shkia, of Bein HaShemashos of Shabbos, he goes and he brings it back again and he stays there throughout and he can't bring it back because it's Shabbos. So then he can eat it over there and where his Erev is. And then the Chacham conclude, doing it this way, you gain two things. You gain in your movement, and that is you kind of your halicha for the following day of Shabbos by doing this process of taking it back home and bringing it back. Now you could also have the erev for Shabbos. And you also gain regarding the erev that you can eat it. In other words, what we just described to you, the process that now you'll be able to eat on the second day again because you can't take it back anymore there on Shabbos, but also that it won't get lost, that you brought it back here. You gain these two things, that you'll have the erev for Shabbos, not just that you had for Friday, and also that you could eat it now. And Rashi explains, however, if Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos, where there you can't do the process that we just explained in the Mishnah, there you would have to bring it on the first day. Again, if let's say if Yom Tov is on Sunday, which starts on Matzah Shabbos, and Shabbos is the first day, so you bring it Friday before Shkia, and then you go ahead and you can't bring it back at the Shabbos, so then when it comes Matzah Shabbos, you go back over there before Matzah Shabbos to see if it's still there. If it's still there, then you wait there with the meals throughout Bein HaShemashos, and then if he wants, he could eat it afterwards. But the process that we describe in the Mishnah is only if Yom Tov is Friday, then you can go ahead and bring it back, because you could carry on Yom Tov, and then you bring it back Friday before Shkia for it to work again for Shabbos. However, the Mishnah concludes and says, Nechel Berishon, which was what we just quoted before, if let's say the Erev was eaten on the first day, a Ruvei L'Rishon Ve'en Ruvei L'Sheni, then the Erev only works for the first day, and it doesn't work for the second day. So let's say it's Shabbos and Sunday, which is Shabbos, and then Sunday is Yom Tov. So you couldn't bring it back the way we described as the best one, so you could gain the halicha and you could gain the achila. You have to leave it there. So you come back Shabbos by Shal Shud this time because you want to stay there with the meal throughout Bein HaShemashos should work for the following day of Sunday of Yom Tov. And you see that it's not there anymore. It was eaten up. So the halach is, so it worked for the first day. It's a good erev because as long as it was there Bein HaShemashos of Shabbos, even though it gets eaten right after, it's okay. But regarding the erev for the sheni, it's not going to work. So on that, Omelhen Rebbe Eliezer, who is their Bar Plukta, who argues on them in our Mishnah, said to the Chacham, I don't understand. Meidim ati lehen, meidim li shehen shtei kedushas. You obviously agree to me that Shabbos and Yom Tov are two separate kedushas. In other words, you said that the Erev is not going to work for the second day, right? If, let's say, it was made for Shabbos, and then he comes back Shashur, he sees it's not there anymore. Now, if it would be considered Kedusha Achas, one Kedusha of Shabbos and Yom Tov, so then it's like one long day. So let the Bein HaShemashos a Friday night be kind of not just for Shabbos, it should also be kind of for Sunday because he's saying it's one long thing. However, you're saying that it's not. You're saying if it was eaten on Shabbos, it works for Shabbos because its Bein HaShemashah has made it ready for it. But for Sunday, it needs its Bein HaShemashah Matzah Shabbos. Now, since you're saying it's two Kedushas, so then you should also be able to make, like I was arguing on you in the beginning of the Mishnah, to two different sides. For one day of Shabbos, you should be able to make Erev to the east. And for Yom Tov, you should be able to make to the west because they're two different Kedushas. Just like you agree to me they're two different Kedushas because you say that if it's eaten on Shabbos, it's not going to work for Sunday. Now, why not? If it's one Kedusha, it should work throughout because it's one long day. So obviously, you agree to me and the Gemara will address this. It seems to be a good question on the Chacham. How could they hold these contradictory opinions? On the one hand, they're saying that it seems like it's one Kedusha. On the other hand, they're saying that it's two Kedushas. But first, the Gemara addresses what we had already noted in the Mishnah, a redundancy in the opinion of the Chacham. The Chacham said as follows. They said, no, you can't make one day like this, one day like that. They said it has to be both in the same place. So they said two different terms which seem to be the same. As the Gemara says, L'ruach achas. It says in the Mishnah, the Chacham said, no, you can only make it to one side. You can't make on west and east. So Magni, what does that mean? That means obviously L'shnei Yom, the 2 days, right? Because every day is only one side. You can't make an Erev tab to the east and to the west. Your residence has to be one area. So if we're saying it has to be only one side, it obviously means not just for one day, but for both days. If so, it's difficult because then when the Chacham say L'shnei Yom, that it has to be for 2 days, Magni, what do they mean by that? They mean L'ruach achas, to one side. That's obviously what it's saying. So therefore, why do we need both statements? It's the same as the first statement. It's redundant. And that the Gemara says, this is what Rabban was saying to Rabbi Eliezer. They were using one of these terms to prove their point. And that it's, they were telling him, don't you agree that you cannot make an Erev for 1 day, that is to split up 1 day. That is, you know what, from the beginning of Shabbos till noon, I want to be able to have my residence in the north. And then from noon till the end of Shabbos, I want to be in the south. Amalan Avoli says, of course, you can't do that. Your residence has to be in one area for the whole Shabbos. And that is what they said. If that's the case, Kashem She'in Ma'arvan Liyam Echad, and these were the two different terminologies. One was pointing out regarding 1 day, just like you can't make an area for 1 day. Chetzil Dam Chetzil Tzav, in half in the north, half in the south. Kachim Ma'arvan L'Shnei Yomim. So too, you cannot make an Erev for 2 days. Yemechad lemizrach v'yemechad lemarav. So too, that in other words, the Ruach Achas term was saying that it has to be one side for the entire Shabbos. That is, because you cannot split up 1 day in half. And that is what they said the second term of, that for Shnei Yamim, same thing applies because it's one long Kedusha. You can't split it up, just like you can't split up 1 day. However, Rabbi Lazar responds, what do you mean? Hasim Kedusha Achas by Shabbos. I agree, you can't split up the day because it's one Kedusha. Hachabes Kedushas. Here, when you have Shabbos and the Yom Tov, although they're connected, they're continuous, however, they're two different Kedushas. So, of course, you could split it up and have one to the east and one to the west. Amalan Rabbi Eliezer. So, Rabbi Eliezer, then he went and he responded to them. He says, don't you, Chacham, agree to me, Shem Erev Baraglav B'yam Rishon, that if he made an Erev on the first day with his legs, as we explained, that there are two different types of ways to make an Erev. You can make it by just your presence being there with your feet, by being there throughout Bein HaShemashos, that's your halachic residence for that Shabbos. Or you could do it by putting your meals there. So this person didn't have bread to send a shliach and to make an Erev. So he himself had to go there and he sat there at the end of 2000 Amas until it became dark, and thereby acquiring his halachic shvis for the first day. And then he went back home. So that's what he did by Yom Rishon. That Ma'arv Baragla B'yam Sheni, wouldn't you agree that then for the second day he would also have to go back and make his Erev by just being there again by the Bein HaShemashos, and he cannot go out on the second day out of the Tchum by the virtue of his being there on the first Bein HaShemashos by making the Erev with his feet? Or also, Nechle Rubi, don't you agree if someone's Erev was eaten, let's say he made an Erev with bread, and his Erev was eaten by Yom Rishon on the first day after he acquired an Erev, don't you agree to me that Ein Yoytzei Lav B'Yom Sheni, that you can't go out with that Erev of the bread on the second day through the acquisition of the first day with the bread, which is basically the case of the Seif of our Mishnah, which we already pointed out this contradiction that the Chacham say, Amrulai, Avol, yes, I agree. If you made the Erev with bread on the first day, and then the bread was eaten up, then for the second day it's not going to work. Similarly, if you made it just with your feet, and that's not there anymore, that's just worked for that time period, and then for the second day you would have to come again. If so, so this is where Blizzard drives it home. Holy eye. So then, definitely, what are you saying? He's responding, it has to be according to what you're saying, that Beis Kedusha is saying, that it's considered two different Kedushas, right? Because why else would you have to come back for this both days, or that the bread would have to be there for both days? It's enough as long as it was there by Bein HaShemashos, it works for the one long Kedusha. So you're saying that it's two Kedushas, and therefore, the question is, why do you say that you cannot make an Erev on one day to the east and one day to the west, you yourself are admitting that it's considered based kedushas, as we pointed out the contradiction in the Mishnah. And that the Gemara says, you're right, but Rabbanan Svukim Isafkalu, they were in doubt regarding Shabbos and Yom Tov, if it's one kedusha or two kedushas, and therefore, they went over here stringently. That is, you cannot make an Erev to two sides because maybe it's one Kedusha. That was the machloek they had in the beginning of the Mishnah. But here they go in the stringency, that is, if it was eaten on the first day, that the Erev will not work for the second day, as they said in the Sefer of the Mishnah, because maybe it is two Kedushas. And that is why, you're right, it seems to be contradictory, but it's not. It's because they're endowed, and therefore they go Lechumra on both sides. Then the Gemara continues with the Brayso. So Amr Leil Rebbe, they said to Rebbe Eliezer, don't you agree that initially you're not allowed to make an Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos? And then if, let's say, you didn't make an Erev by Bnei Shmashas of Erev Yom Tov, but you need to go out on Shabbos, then don't you agree that you cannot make an Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Amr Leil Rebbe says, you're right. Yes, you cannot make an Erev if, let's say, Yom Tov is Friday and Shabbos is afterwards. You can't make an Erev on Friday for Shabbos. So therefore, the Chum say, Halei, so definitely you have to agree to us that Kedusha Achasi. Obviously, you're saying that Yom Tov and Shabbos is considered one long Kedusha, like one long day. And that is, as we had said before, that you cannot make an Erev for half the day and not for the other half a day if you didn't make an Erev Bein HaShemash. Let's say you didn't make an Erev on the regular Shabbos before Bein HaShemash. So that at noontime on Shabbos day, you say, you know what, let me make an Erev because I could split up the day. That's not true. You have to make it from before Bein HaShemash. And therefore, how can you say that you can make two different Erev for one day and for the other day to have it on the east and the west when you're agreeing that it's considered one long Kedusha? Because or else, why can't you make an Erev on Friday before Shabbos if Shabbos is a different day? It's not like you missed Bein HaShemash, you're doing halfway through the day. It's a different day, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Obviously, you agree that it's considered like one long day. And that the Gemara says, Rebbe Eliezer, he responds, no, that's not the reason. I agree to the halacha you said, that you can't make the Erev on Friday if you didn't make it from before Shabbos, from before Friday for Friday and Shabbos. The reason is for a different reason, because Hasam Hashem Hachana, that's for a different problem of preparation. Because what comes out is that you're preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but not because it's like one long day. It's really two different days. The only problem is a technical aspect of a different Isser of Hachana. If you're going to be making the Erev on Friday, which is Yom Tov, for Shabbos, which of course is a different day, you're going to be even the Isra of Achana, which is us. Tatan Rabban, the Gemara brings a Braisa related to this topic. And it's going to bring three different opinions regarding this Shiloh that we have this Machlekes in the Mishnah. Again, regarding is it two Kedushas, is it one Kedusha? We're going to have three different opinions. Erev Baragla B'yem Rishon. If someone made an Erev, again, we have two different days, Yom Tov and Shabbos. Let's say Yom Tov is Friday and Shabbos is the day after that. So on the first day, he made an Erev with his feet. You have to go ahead and make an Erev again. You have to come there again by the second Bein HaShemashas. Nechale Ruva Bein Rishon. Let's say your Erev was eaten on the first day. It's not around anymore to be there. That was your residence based on your meals by the second Bein HaShemashas. In Yitzilav B'yem Sheni, you cannot go out of the Tchum to have that as if that was your halachic residence for the second day because the meal is not there anymore. And that is because there you're going to have the status of your people of your city, because definitely it's two kedushas according to this man damer, and there's not even a doubt that a chashash of suffix that maybe we're not sure, maybe it is one kedusha, maybe two kedushas, and therefore maybe you'll be stuck. No, you have this. You have the halacha on the second day as if you're from the people of the city, because that erev is definitely not a good erev. Because since it's not there by the second Bein HaShemashas, it's not even like the Chum of our Mishnah who are in doubt, it's definitely not going to be an erev divrei Rebbe. That's the opinion of Rebbe. So he holds to one extreme that it's definitely two different kedushas, and if it's not there by the second one, there's no doubt, you're for sure like you didn't make an erev and you're the people of the city. The second opinion, Rebbe Huda, he says, and we continue on to Ahmed Beis, he says it's a doubtful situation. Hareza Chamer Gamel, he is what's considered a camel and a donkey driver. And that is, regarding a donkey, it goes in front of the one that's leading it. And the camel is behind, you have to schlep it. So you're basically stuck between the two of them, behind and the front. You can't go in either direction too much, which basically means to say, because maybe it is one kedusha, or maybe it's two kedushas. So what happens? If it's one kedusha, that means the erev was acquired already on the first Bein HaShemashas, even though it's not here now. But maybe it's really two kedushas, and therefore it didn't acquire. So you don't know, is my residence right here, where I'm in the city, or is it over here where my erev was? So if my residence is over here, so I can go here, and I can go here. However, if my residence is over here where the erev was, so then yes, I can go here between the city and over here, and I can go out over there, but I can't go over here. So therefore you're stuck, because you can't go over here to one side of, let's say you made the Erev to the east. So then you have the area over here this is the only 2,000 amas that you could definitely go. It's called Chamer Gamal. You're stuck between the Erev and where your city is because you have the doubt if it's two Kedushas or one Kedusha, if it's a good Erev or it's not a good Erev. And therefore, if it's a good Erev, then you can only go this side because that means this is where your area is. If it's not a good Erev, then you would say that you can go this way, but maybe it's an Erev. So therefore, again, you're stuck between, you only have these 2,000 amas between the Erev and the city. And that's because this second opinion says that it's a matzav of Safik, just like the Chum of our Mishnah said, that they're in doubt. However, the third opinion says, they say, Erev Baragla Barishan, if you make an Erev with his feet on the first day, Ein Ma'arv Baragla Bashani. You don't have to make an Erev anymore, as long as you were there with your feet by the first Benesh Mashas, because these two Tanoim, they hold that it definitely is one Kedusha. And it's like one long day, there's not even a doubt, it's for sure like one day, and you don't have to come again. And similarly, Nechle Ruvah B'Yom Rishon, if your Erev was eaten on the first day, Yetzalav B'Shein, you could still use that as your residence for the second day, either B'Yom Tov or Shabbos, because again, they're one long Kedusha, and it doesn't make a difference. It's definitely like that. So again, we have these three different opinions. One saying for sure it's two. One saying it's for sure one Kedusha. And the other one, that's in doubt. Not sure is it two or is it one. Therefore, they were stuck in between the two areas because we're not sure halachically what its status is. So the halacha the Gemara brings, Amar Rav, halacha kedalad zkenim halolim. So Rav says, the halacha follows these four elders, Valibad Rebbe Leza, and they're all like in the opinion of Rebbe Leza, the Amar, beis Kedusha sin. That the halacha is that the 2 days of Shabbos and Yom Tov have the halacha of two different kedushas. Ve'elu hein dal zekein, and these are the four zekein. Rabbi Shimon ben Leo, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yisrael ben Rabbi Yehuda stimta. And that is the reason why it's called stimta is wherever Rabbi, who is mechaber the Mishnayos, wherever he placed his words without an author and he said it's stam, that was Rabbi Yisrael ben Yehuda who he was passing like he was saying for that purpose. Ve'egadami, some say, Chad Minai Rebbe Elazar, one of the four was Rebbe Elazar, and that is whenever it says Rebbe Elazar Stam in the whole entire Talmud Bavli, it's a reference to Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua. Umapik Rebbe Yosi ben Yehuda Stimta, and we take out, we only leave its four Zakenim, we insert Rebbe Elazar, and we take out Rebbe Yosi ben Yehuda Stimta. So, that Rav is passing it. That it's two different Kedushas, again, which basically means like Rebbe Elazar ben Mishnah. You can make an Erev to the east on one day and to the west on one day. But then the Gemara asks, two of those that you said, how's that possible? For Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, Rebbe Shmuel ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka, which we just quoted before, we heard that exactly the opposite in the Braisa that they just said, that it's definitely one Kedushas. How could you say that these two hold like Rebbe Eliezer, that it's two different Kedushas, when they said that it's one, and therefore, if even it was eaten on the first day, you can go ahead and use it for the second day? And the Gemara answers, Epech, you have to say that their statement, which was said in the Braisa, has to be reversed. And that is really, they said that if it was eaten, it's not going to work, because it is two Kedushas and not one Kedusha. And that the Gemara asks, Ihachi, Haina Rabbi, if you're reversing their opinion, again, we said there were three opinions in that Braisa. We had Rabbi, then we had the middle opinion that it was Chamer Gamal, then we had these two Tanoim, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef ben Yechim Mereka, and Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel. So if you're reversing their opinion and saying that it's not going to work, that it's two Kedushas, so then they're the same as Rabbi, who said that it's definitely two Kedushas. And that the Gemara says, Eima v'cheinam Rishim Gamaliel b'chulu. You're right. Say it. And also, that these two say that if the Erev was eaten on the first day, that you can't use it anymore on the second one again because it's two Kedushas. You're right. They're not arguing. There's only two different opinions mentioned over there in that Brai. So either that it's definitely two Kedushas, or that it's a Suffolk if it's two Kedushas or one Kedusha, but that not that they said that it's definitely one Kedusha. And that the Gemara asks that we said four Zakenim that Rav was saying, that the halacha is like them, and that is because they follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that they're two different kedushas. So, b'lichtav nami Rabbi, why didn't we quote also Rabbi as one of the four? Let it be five, because he also says like Rabbi Eliezer. He's saying that it's definitely two different kedushas. And that the Gemara answers that Rabbi tani lo b'lo yisavala. You're right, although Rabbi's luchar is saying the same exact thing, it's just that he's quoting this statement of Rabbi Eliezer, but not that he holds like that. He's just stating his halacha, and therefore it's not another one that says like Rabbi Eliezer. Rishon Gemara asks, if that's the case, Rabbanan Nami, so then the other two, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef ben Mereka, maybe Tanu Lavalei Sabrila, maybe they also, although it says V'chein, and that they also say this opinion of two Kedushas, maybe they're saying the same as Rabbi himself, that they're just quoting this halacha, but not that they themselves hold of it. And that the Gemara says that you're right, it's a good question. So how do you know that they're not like Rebbe, that they're just stating it and not that they hold of it? Is that Rav Gemar Gamarla, however, Rav has a tradition from his Rebbeim that these four Zekanim held like Rabbi Eliezer. But Rebbe, he was just saying it and he didn't hold of it. So therefore, although it's not muchach, it's not obvious from the Brice itself, but that was the tradition he had. So the Gemara brings that Kinoch Navshid Rav Huna, that when Rav Huna passed away, Ail Rav Chizda Lamir Medirav Derav. So Rav Chizda came to pose a contradiction on this halacha of Rav on another halacha of Rav. And that is me, Amar Rav halacha Gedal Zkein Balib Rav Eliezer. Is it really true that Rav said halacha follows these four Tamid Chacham who are going in the opinion of Eliezer? The Amash Shtei Kedusha saying that the halacha follows them, that it's two different Kedushas? But we learned Shabbos V'yamtiv when there's Shabbos and Yamtiv together. Rav Amr, Nol Debezah Asur Bezah, Rav says that if the egg is born on one of them, it's going to be Asur on the other one. That's because the problem of Noilad, that you can't use it, it's going to be considered Muktzah. So the question is, why if it's born on one, will it be a problem with the other one if they're two different Kedushas? Obviously, he holds that it's one Kedusha, and that's why you can't use it if it's born on one for the other one. That's a contradiction in the opinion of Rav. So Amar Rabba, no, it's not a contradiction. Because this halach of Noilid, if it's born on one, that it's us and the other, is not because it's one long Kedusha. Hasa Mishim Hachana, there it's a problem of preparation. The time like learning the Braisa, Pasuk in Shemai says, V'hoye b'yem ha-shishi, that it will be on the sixth day, V'echina, they will prepare everything that they need for Shabbos, and the halach is, that what does that mean? Chol mechin l'Shabbos, that the weekday is when you can prepare for Shabbos. V'chol mechin l'yavin, similarly, that on the weekday you can prepare for Yom Tov. However, v'ein yom tiv mechin l'Shabbos, you cannot prepare on yom tiv for Shabbos. V'ein Shabbos mechin l'yom tiv, and Shabbos cannot prepare for yom tiv. And that is in truth that Rav holds, as he was saying, that the halacha follows these four zekanim because they're like Rav Eliezer. That's two different kedushas. The problem when the egg is noilad on the first day is because that is preparing for the next day, which is Shabbos, which now you're preparing on yom tiv for Shabbos. That is not allowed. Something that was being prepared now, or whether by the person or whether in other areas, that is not going to allow you, and that's why it's a different halacha of hachana. To which the Gemara asked on this that Rabbi just answered, Amale Abaya, Eloha did not, but if that's the case, this that we learned in our Mishnah that says, Kitzer Uwaisa, what should a person do if he wants to make an Eir for both days? So our Mishnah said, Malicha Berishan, he brings it on the first day, Umach Shechalav, and then he stays there throughout Bein HaShemashes, V'noit Lo'yavoleh, and he goes and he takes it back home, and then Mesheni Mach Shechalav, and then the second day he goes back again with the meals, and he stays there throughout Bein HaShemashes, V'oich Lo'yavoleh, and then he goes and he eats it and he comes back home. So the difficulty is, so that was to make that you could have the Eir for both days. But Hakomechin Miyamtiv L'Shabbos, but you're preparing from Miyamtiv L'Shabbos. Because what do we say you do? Say you have to have the Eir there by both Bein HaShemashes. Again, because it's possibly two different Kedushas. So you can't just do it on the first day for both days. So the first day, let's say, is Yom Tov, it's Friday. You go ahead and you bring it there. You keep it throughout that time period. It works for the first day. You bring it back home. You come back before Shabbos, because you can't do it before. It can't be by Bein HaShemashes when it's already Shabbos. You can't carry it. Also, the Eir has to be Chal already then. So you come by Shalosh Shudas time, which is on Yom Tov. Now, when are you bringing the Eir? You're bringing it on Yom Tov and preparation for what? That your Eir should work on Shabbos. That's Hachana. If you say Hachana is an Asr from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so how do you understand on Mishnah that it's going? That's the only way you can make the Eir for the second day, by bringing it on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's considered Hachana. Amli Rabbis, the Rabbis said, wait a second. Misavit Soif Hayim, did you think that it's the end of Erev Shabbos? In other words, that it's the end of Friday, that's Koine Erev, that is what makes the acquisition of the Erev, which would be considered that it would be a hachana of Yom Tov to Shabbos. In other words, similarly to the egg, that the egg that's being born on Friday, which is Yom Tov, is going to be a hachana, this is where it's being prepared for the following day of Shabbos. And that you would want to make a parallel that here also, that the acquisition of the Erev is happening on Friday, which is the end of the beginning of Bein HaShemashes, which is the end of Friday. Again, so therefore, you're going to be making an Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos for the following day. That's not what happens. Tchilas Hayem Koine Erev, it's the beginning of the next day. Meaning, in other words, the end of Bein HaShemashes, the beginning of Shabbos, which is when the Erev is Chal. For Shabbos Bechin La'atzma, Shabbos is appearing for itself. In other words, you're not doing anything of preparation of Friday for Shabbos. It's Shabbos when it actually starts the chalois of the Erev. That's already Shabbos already. Shabbos is a lot prepared for Shabbos. So therefore, that's not a difficulty. But then the Gemara asks on that, if that's true, that the Erev is only chal when Shabbos is already starting, so I didn't really do any chalois Erev on Friday for the following day of Shabbos, to be similar to the problem of the egg on Friday for Shabbos. Elmiati Arv Bulagin, if that's the case, a person should be allowed to make an Erev with a pitcher of, which was mentioned this case on Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, which is a pitcher that's a tful yom, which it has inside of it tevel, and you want to go ahead and separate it, Trumas and Maisus. The problem is you can't, because if it becomes Trumas and Maisus now, it's going to become tummy from the pitcher. That's a Tvul Yom. A Tvul Yom is something that was tummy, but it was immersed in the mikvah. It only becomes pure after it becomes dark with Harav Shemesh. So therefore he says, I want this to become Trumas and Maisus when it already becomes dark. And then he says, I want this to be my Erev. And that we said, it's not going to be good Erev. Why is it not going to be good Erev? So normally you would say it's not going to be good Erev because it only becomes edible food when the Trumas and Maisus are Chal, when it's already dark. When it's already dark, it's already after the time period of Bein HaShemeshes. The Erev is Chal by Bein HaShemeshes. But based on what you're saying, this is the question, that the Erev only starts to be Chal by the end of Bein HaShemeshes, which is already basically Shabbos. Oh, that's the same time period when it's going to be edible and it's going to be fit to be eaten. That because the Harav Shemesh was done. So then why can't you make an Erev with this Lagan if that's the same time when the Erev is being Chal, when the Trumas and Maisus is happening, making it edible? And again, this is based on your opinion that it's only starting after Bein HaShemeshes, which is normally you would say is by Bein HaShemeshes. So then fine. So then of course it's not going to work because Bein HaShemeshes is before the time period that's edible. But based on what you're saying, it should be okay. And then he says, you're right, that although hypothetically that it's the same time and therefore it should work, but there's a different tenai in the halachas of Erev that has to be a meal that's fit from ready from before the day starts. In other words, from before Bein HaShemeshes. And since that, definitely not, because it's only going to be starting after, when it gets dark, that it's edible to be eaten, when the Trumas and Maisus Chal, that's why it's not going to work. So the Gemara asks on this, Elohadit Nan, but then this that we learned in our Mishnah. Rebbe Eliezer says, Yom Tov Samach L'Shabbos. Again, this is how our Mishnah started off. When you have a Yom Tov that's near Shabbos, Beim L'Faneh, Beim L'Achreah, whether Yom Tov is before on Friday, or whether it's afterwards on Sunday, Ma'arav Adam Shnei Reuben. A person can make two Erevin. And that is, the Gemara thinks right now, that what does that mean, you want to make two Erevin, one for Friday, one for Shabbos? That is, you want to make one for the end of 2,000 Amos to the east, that you want to be able to go on the other one, 2,000 Amos to the west. That is, when you want it to be cleaner for you on the first day to the east, you want to be able to go 4,000 Amos further from where you are. So therefore, although normally you can go 2,000 Amos, but if you make your Erev at the end of 2,000 Amos, that's your residence, so you can go from where you are to there, and nothing, but you can't even take one step even to the west, because you're already at the end of where the Erev is, where your residence is, which allows you to go another 2,000 Amos to the east, but not even one more step to the west. And that is, again, as we explained, because that's your new residence where it is, but you can go around your whole entire city, because that's considered like your house, it's considered your Dalet Amos, it's considered one big area. But one more step out of that Tchum, you can't go, meaning within, you can't go even one step of what you normally have at 2,000 Amos, because again, you're already at the end of your 2,000 Amos. So therefore the question that's being developed is based on your answer, Rabbi, that you said, and you constantly have to be answering what you said based on the questions of each answer, that you said that, wait a second, the reason why it's not going to work by Lagan is because it's not going to be a Suda Ruy Meba'idyoim. You can't eat it before it gets day. So then the question is, how are you going to be Kainu Ye'erv on the west of the next Bein HaShemeshes? If let's say the first one was on the east, and then the second day you wanted to be on the west. So how is that going to work? As the Gemara says, Habi'ina Suda Ruy Meba'idyoim Malaka. You have to have a Suda that's fit to be eaten from before day, and it's not. Because if you wanted to go there and eat there today, meaning Erev the second day, you cannot go. Again, we said that regarding the case of Lagan, it really should work because it starts, the Erev only starts when it gets dark. So too, that's already going to be a time when it's already edible by the Lagan because that's when the Trumas and Maisus are already going to kick in. So, but he answered that no. Although that's when it's going to work, but it has to already be edible. If it's not, that's a technical halacha in Erevin that it's not going to be considered good Suda that should be your halachic residence. On that, the Gemara asks, if that's the case, regarding when you want to have an Ar Mishnah. According to Rebbe Eliezer, one day the Erev to the east, one day to the west. Now, regarding the east, you made it that now you can't go past your city even one Amma. Now, if the second day you want to have 2,000 Ammas, another 2,000 Ammas to the west, that is, let your Erev be to the west, that is 2,000 Ammas from where the city is, and then another 2,000 Ammas, but you can't go eat that on the first day of Yom Tiv. In other words, the second day, which is Shabbos, you want your Erev to be that way. But Mib'ayyim, from before that, you can't even walk one step out of your city to the west because you're at already the extreme of where your center is from this Erev, which is your extreme of the west because it's still towards the east. That's where your direction is. So therefore, today, which is Mib'ayyim of the second day, which is where I want the Erev to be, I can't go ahead and access it and eat it. So therefore, it's not a Suda Harum Mib'ayyim. So how does that work over there? And that the Gemara answers, You're right. Based on your assumption of the case, it taka wouldn't work because you can't get there and it wouldn't be a suit. But do you really think that it's talking about a case that you needed to go another 2,000 amas more than where you are? In other words, that is the first day you wanted it. You can always go 2,000 amas out of your city in either direction. But problem, why you sometimes need to have an Erev is that I can go 2,000 amas, but where I need to get to is 4,000 amas away. So therefore, I need to make my residence 2,000 amas away. And then this is the center so I can get from where I am till here because it's 2,000 amas from here. And then another 2,000 amas out to get to 4,000 amas away. If that's the case, we said you can't even go one amma out this way because this is the extreme. Since that's not the case that we're talking about. Loi, the monach le besef elef amalekan, besef elef amalekan. You only put it at the end of 1,000 amas on either direction. That is, on the first day or the second day, he only needed to go 3,000 amas. In other words, you always allow 2,000 amas at your city. But on each day of Yom Tov and Shabbos, you only have to go 3,000 amas. So therefore, he put his Erev at the end of 1,000 amas of his city, which makes it that he goes 1,000 amas. That's his residence of 1,000 amas away from the city. So you get another 2,000 amas. And then he has another 2,000 amas this way, which the city is not considered from that tchum at all. It's considered like dalet amas. So therefore, that gives him another 1,000 amas on the other direction. So although he was claiming his Erev to the east, he could still go to his Erev on the west. Because again, regarding the place of from where you made his Erev to the east, east to the west, is within the 2,000 amas of the tchum. Again, because his city is not counted from that, so you have 1,000 to the east, 1,000 to the west. This allows 1,000 this way and another 1,000 to make it 2,000, again, because the city is not counted. So therefore, in that case, that is how you can make an Erev one day to the east and one day to the west, because we're not talking about that it's 2,000 amas to each direction. It was only 1,000 amas to that direction. Now the Gemara asks, based on the principle that Rabbah had answered before, that you're not allowed to do hachana from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and he based it on the pasuk that behichinu is only from Friday, from a weekday to Shabbos, but you can't make it from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and that was the case of when the egg was noilad bezeh, that it's asa bezeh, and if the egg is born on Friday, you can't go ahead and use it on Shabbos. And that the Gemara asks, Elohadam Rabbi Yehuda, Erev Beraglav Yom Rishon, if you made an Erev with your feet, again, there's two ways, with food or with your presence, you made it with your presence on the first day. So Ma'arav Beraglav Yom Rishon, so then you have to go ahead and make it again with your feet on the second day. Erev Bepasbi Yom Rishon, if you made an Erev with food on the first day, you have to go ahead and make an Erev with the bread on the second day, and later on the Gemara is going to explain that means with that same bread. That bread has to be there for it to be acquired again for the second day. And that the difficulty is, but he's preparing when he makes the Erev with his feet on the second day, from Yom Tov to Shabbos, as Rashi explains that. It's very well understood that if you're making your Erev for the second day with bread, that you could say that at the beginning, we said, as we had answered before, that Tchilas Hayyim is what's koin to the Erev. And that is, the Erev is only being koin, the Shabbos is preparing for itself. That's how we answered before, that it's Shabbos is with the bread. So that will work for bread because bread happens by itself. So therefore, again, you're not really making any hachana. It's when Shabbos starts, that when the Erev, that's totally end of Binash Mashas, that's when the Erev is working, that's okay. That you can make the Erev already on the second day for the second day because it's the second day doing it, not the first day where that's doing it for the second day. But when you make an Erev with your feet, so the Gemara thinks right now that you have to say, Shvisasi b'mekayim, you have to make an announcement, you have to make a declaration. This is where I'm going to make my Shvisa. And a person cannot be precise about when is the beginning of Shabbos, because once Shabbos started already, once the second day started, it's too late already, you already missed it. So although it happens the second it's starting, which is totally at the end of Beinash Mashes, but we're not so precise about it. So he would have to say it a little bit before Shabbos, before the second day. So it comes out that with his speech, he's preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos because he's going to have to do it a little bit before. He says, this is going to be my Shavis, and he stays there. And now that was still Yom Tov. Now that it's kicking in on Shabbos, you made your Hachana with your speech from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and that's a difficulty. How can you say that this is what you're doing? As we are quoted from Rabbi Yehuda, that the way you have to do it is if you did it with the first day, you have to do it again with the second day. So I understand how that works with bread. But how does that work when you're doing it Baraglav? You're doing the problem of Hachana based on what you had answered before. So Amalei, so he said to him, "Mi sarvet azav amamidi? Do you think that you have to go there and say anything? To azav a shazav yazav? What do you mean? Just sit there and stay there. You can be quiet." So therefore, there is no halachic speech, just like by bread, you have no problem, because it happens by itself when Shabbos already started for Shabbos. So Shabbos for Shabbos works. Here also, when I'm just standing there and staying there, it's going to work on its own, and therefore it's going to be happening on Shabbos for Shabbos. So now the Gemara asks, come on, who's this like? Could be Yechid Menuri. This that you're saying, that you don't have to say anything, it could be quiet, and it happens on its own, is obviously the Yechid Menuri, that later on in Perek Misha Yitziu, he says that someone that's sleeping, he acquires his Shvisa, even though he's sleeping, and even though that he's like, in a sense, like what's called Chafzei Hefker, like objects that have no owners, because there's no person that's actively acquiring a Shvisa for that object, so too the person that's sleeping. He allows him to make a shvisa without any active das, without any thought process, because as the Gemara says, the Amar Chefzi Hefker Kain Shvisa, he holds that objects that are ownerless acquire their halachic residence. And same thing over here, although he's not saying anything, that is going to be good because it's no worse than Chefzi Hefker and a person that's sleeping. And the Gemara says, no. Afilu Tam Rabban, you could say that this halacha that we're interpreting of the when you make the Erev Beraglav, you have to do it again for the second day, that it's not considered Hachana, because you're not saying anything, that could even be going like the Rabban. Because Ad can look plig Rabban led Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, this that they argue on him is Ela B'Yashu, when the person is sleeping. The Leimotzi Amar, because he cannot say, he's sleeping, he doesn't have the Das, does not have the capacity in his present state to say that this is where I'm making my residence. Of Benayir, when he's awake, the boy lemeima matzi amar, that if he wanted to, he could have. So avigav delay amar command amar demesa. Even though he didn't say, it's as if he said it by his presence. It's sometimes we find this concept in halacha that since it's a possibility, that is what is what's necessary. But not, you don't have to actually do that. So maybe the chacham would agree to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri in this case, and they only argue on the case of sleeping or by chefzi hefka. But now the Gemara asks a final question on Rab. Amali Rabbi Varav Chan Labaya. He says, had Rabbah heard about this, what I'm going to say, that he, in regards to all these answers he kept on giving, he kept on asking question after question based on what he said. Yes, the question, he said another answer, on that answer he had a question, and he said that something that you don't say is permitted, that although you're going there from before Shabbos, you have to walk there for the second day to be there by Bina Shmashes, but as long as you didn't say anything, he said that it's not going to be considered Hachana. So he said that had Rabbah heard Hadatanya this that it says in the Braisa, then if he would have said the Braisa says as follows: Lo yhalach adam, a person should not go on Shabbos lo soif sedeyu to the edge of his field lay the mahi tzricha to see what it needs for after Shabbos. Obviously, he can't do malacha, but he's looking around. He's seeing what does this need. I see this needs some weeding. To see this kayetsa by similarly, what he's not allowed to do. And continue on to the top of lametesim and alv lo yitayil adam, a person should not take a stroll on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Towards the end of Shabbos Yom Tov, al Pesach Medina, by the opening of the city, k'dei sheikonis l'merchatz miyat, to go into the bathhouse right away. And that is, he wants to get as close to the bathhouse they were at the outskirts of the city. So he wants to be able to get out of the city to be right away, to be the first one there in the bathhouse. So we see from this Braisa that even though he's just going, he's just strolling, he's just looking, he didn't say anything, still it's Asur. So therefore by Erev, if by speech, it would be us because of Achana, that I'm saying this is where I wanted to be my Erev for the second day, then being quiet also would be Asr. So Hadr Bey, he would have reversed his opinion because you see from this Braisa, even without speech, it's a problem of Achana that you're preparing something for the following day. So which the Gemara answers below here. It's not true, it's not a riot. Shmi Alei B'loi Hadr Bey, Rabbi heard this Braisa and he did not reverse his opinion based on that. And the reason why is because there it's different. Hasam over there in the Braisa, Mucha Chamilse, it's obvious. What's this guy doing in this field? If not to check out, what does it need? What type of work? And the Torah says, Mimtzei Chavtzecha, that you cannot be involved in your private matters on Shabbos. So too, what's he doing by the opening of the city? Obviously, he's heading out to the one location that's out there, to the bathhouse. That is awesome. However, Hach over here, when a person is strolling outside the city, towards the edge of the Tchum, Lav Mucha Milsi, there's nothing obvious about what he's doing. There's nothing overt that he wants to do it for the purpose of his heir for the following day. No one's going to think that. Rather, Eila Itzur v'mirabanahu, rather, if he's a Talmud Chacham, Amrin and Shmaita Meshachti, they're going to say that his learning pulled him out. He was busy thinking and learning and he wasn't focusing. He's just walking and walking and thinking. And he's outside the Tchum. They don't know why he's there. He's thinking and learning. And V'yama Aretzu, and if he's an ignorant person that he doesn't learn, so what's he doing? Amrin and Chamer Irkosle, they're going to say that he lost his donkey and he's looking after his donkey. Then on Shabbos, you're allowed to go ahead, and if your donkey's with him, the Tchum, you could go ahead and bring it back to your house. And therefore, there's no proof. But something that's usher to do on Shabbos, for example, going into a bathhouse, that you're not allowed to prepare yourself at all from before Shabbos. That is what the Braisa was talking about. Therefore, the opinion of Rabbi is resolved. It's not difficult because something that is usher to do on Matzah Shabbos, like the Merchatz, and it's obvious that you're preparing for that, that's a problem of a Chana, and that's why you can't go in your field and look around, and you can't go towards the edge of the city. However, again, regarding our case of Rabbah, there's no obvious thing that you're doing over here. And since it's not obvious, that is not going to be us. Awesome.